If so, afu, the same case, the person also, afu dloike boilei. Where the person does not need it, it's a complete destruction. Ugatani, still the Mishnah says, potter, that the odim is potter because of kom lebedi rabminei. It says, mefneishu nidibanasha, because it's chayiv misa. So here we see from here that a person is chayiv misa, even though he does not need the ashes. Just for the malach of havor, even though it's a chukku, you don't need destroying something, still this malach yichayiv, havor is chayiv. And like a Bahua holder, the Gemara Shabbos says, he learns it out from Sreifa by Shabbos. But it says there, the Torah says you can't Sreifa's bas claim by Shabbos, it's also. What do you need a pasuk for? It's a kilku. So they learn out that you say kilku bahavor is chayiv. So that's the right in our mission also like that, that when Nishor does that, he has no intentions to use the ashes. And so it says the person the same way is also potter from payment. Because we would say the swore of come lebe de rabminei. So Gemara says no. I'll tell you the case should be just the opposite. Let's say shore dum yedidei, that the shore is just like you the person. Mahu, just like him the person. The kaboy lay in the case where he needs the ashes is af shore the same way when your shore does damage to kaboy lay. We're talking about a case where the shore needs the ashes. For the Gemara, shore hechem is kakasla. How do you have a case? Why would the shore need the ashes? No, we're talking about the sharp pikeach, about a smart axe. She also learned the shicha begave has a bite on its back. So kaboy le mikle, it has to burn something in order to make ashes. The ingadar the kutman, it wants to roll or scratch itself like in the ashes. So such an axe, that's what the Mishnah is talking about. So in such a case where the ox is burning to make ashes, if a person does it, he'll be chayiv misa. Therefore, he's part of him payment. But the Mar asked the question, though, but how do we know if that's the purpose of the shore or not? So Mar says, Pashid, the Labos of the Klayim, after the shore burnt it up, we see the way it's rolling in the ashes. For the Gemara, there's such a case like this, in yes, to who too, there was an ox, to have a buyer popo, to have a kivin lay chinche, its teeth was bothering, it had a toothache, its teeth was bothering. His iron wanted to do it, went in, or Pascal in his eye, so it took off the barrel, the cover of the barrel, the shoshes sich shichra, and it drank the beer, the Yisrael, and it got well. You're holding that lamed hey, Yom Ralph. Again, in the middle of the Shiloh, if the two malachas of Havoro and Havola, if Yechayiv on Shabbos, even though it's a kilkel, that's what Rav Ahuah said, and the Yechanan said, no, Chayvul is only Chayiv on Shabbos, with Tzorach Ladam, and Havara is only Chayiv Tzorach Leofer, where you need the offer. So Gemara asked the Kasha, it says that Shor Odom is like Shor. So the Gemara answered, a Shor, we're talking about a smart Shor that had a wound, and he wanted to burn the field in order to use the ashes. So therefore, just like the Shor needed the ashes, the same thing, the Odom also needed the ashes. Therefore, if the Odom burns down a field on Shabbos, the Mishnah says that an Odom is Potter from paying for the damage, because it's Chayiv Misa, because of the Klal of Kom Leibed Rab Minei, since he's Chayiv Misa. On this, the Gemara is the question now, is this true? So Gemara says, six lines down, Omru Rabbon and Kaimad Rav Papa. So the Rabbonin said in front of Rav Papa, Mi Motzit Amrit, Shoyroi Dum Yedidei, could you say that our Mishnah is talking about the shore? Is the same way of a man, like just by a man you're saying he has kavona to burn something to use the ashes. The same way the shore is also burning to use the ashes. Freddy Gemara Salva Ketonya Mishnah also says that Shoyroi Shobayish Potter. If somebody's shore, somebody's axe goes and does embarrassment to a man, so for the busha the Balha Shore is Potter. But for who Shabayish? If a man embarrasses another man, Chayiv. Then the halacha is, that's one of the dalal dvarim, that you chayiv for busha. If you embarrass somebody else, you have to pay for the embarrassment. That's what our Mishnah says, that a shor is potter, and an odom is chayiv. Now if so, shoyre dum yedidei, the lechura shoyre, the axe is the same way by the man, that niskaven labayish, the lechura by a man, when is he chayiv in busha? If he has intentions to embarrass another man. So Gemara asked the Kashiv, so, Heichi Mishkachas Lo, how do you find this by a shore? How could you tell me the case of a shore is the same way like by a man? So you mean to tell me that the shore also has intentions to embarrass somebody? That much of that, that's Masechol, a shore doesn't have. So
So how could you say that a shor had intentions to embarrass somebody? So Gemara says, I'll tell you, Kagoyin, the case is talking about, Sheniskavin Lahazik. It's enough just to say that the shor, the ox, had intentions to do damage to a man. That's enough of the case. Because even by an Adam also he'd be chayiv if a man has intentions just to hit another man, just to do damage to him. Even though he doesn't have direct intentions to embarrass him, if he only has intentions to do damage to him, and it comes out that he embarrasses him, the Yodim is also chayiv. So therefore, the das for busha is enough to have das to do damage. So that much das a shor could also have. A shor could also have das to do damage. The Yom HaMarkos, we learned before in Al-Chav Zayin, that niskavin lahazik, if a man has intentions to do damage to another man, afal pi shaloi niskavin lavayish, even though he does not have direct intentions to embarrass the person, still another mischayif abusha. So it's good that that case could be by Yeshur also, that our Mishnah is saying cases similar are sure to another. That's one teretz. Now the Gemara says another teretz. Rav Omar, Rav says, Mas nisim b'shoigig. Our Mishnah is talking about where the person lit the field on Shabbos b'shoigig. Again, the original kasha was that our Mishnah says, if a man burns down somebody's field, his cornfield on Shabbos, so the man is potter to pay for the money, because of kum leibu d'rabminei. Since the man is chayiv misa, because he did the malach of havara on Shabbos, so since he's chayiv misa, therefore we say kum leibu d'rabminei. Now on this the kasha was, it's the malach shen tzricha l'gufa, that the malach of havara of burning something is only when you need to use the ashes. But if you just burn down the field, l'chura you don't need the ashes. So Rav says true. Our Mishnah is talking about where you do not need the ashes. That's where Rashi learns. But the Masnisn is b'shoigeg. We're talking about that you lit the fire b'shoigeg. Rashi learns like this. Rovo ma liyer lo masnisim de loike boy leli ofra. That's Rashi Shita. We're talking about now where the man does not need the ashes. If so, why is he potim mitashlumim? So Rashi says, lav mishum to lehevi bechiv misa. Not because the man has a direct chiv misa because he burnt his field on Shabbos. No. For the actual burning of the field, he would be potter midi raisa. But our Mishnah is even talking about that you were shoygig, you didn't even realize today was Shabbos. If so, the lekha chiv misa, that there's no chiv misa at all. Still, our Mishnah means to say that you're potter from paying the money, and like the Vechiskiya says, like the Gemara says, ukedatone the Vechiskiya, like we learned by the Vechiskiya. To atone the Vechiskiya learned like this. The pasuk says, "Make Adam or make behema." If a man kills another man, or a man kills an animal, hits an animal, ma make behema. Just like when a man hits an animal, loichalakta, there's no difference bo bein shoygeg bein mezid. Whether the man did the damage on intentions or whether did it be shoygeg without intentions, like we say, Adam muad liyolam. Even though he's a shoygeg, still he's chayy for the damage he caused. Bein miskaven l'shem miskaven. There's no difference if the person had intentions, he's miskaven to do damage, or he wasn't miskaven to hit him. Bein derech yurid l'derech aliyah. Whether he hit him when he was bringing up the hatchet, or when he was bringing it down. Whether it's derech yurid or derech aliyah. There's no difference. No matter how you kill or hurt the animal, another miskayiv. The wad l'poitri mimomon, elo l'chayvi mimomon. In all these cases, we do not say that Adam HaMazik is potter, but rather in all these cases, no matter how the case is, when a man does damage to another animal, the man has to pay the owner of the animal. He's not potter, but rather Elo L'chai B'mamin. So now the pasuk says, Maka Adam or Maka Behema. That there's a hekish, the same way when a man hits a behema to when a man hits a man. So after the same halach applies, Maka Adam. When one man hits another man, loy techloik, do not make any difference. Boy, bein shoygeg lemezid, whether the man hit the other man, be shoygeg without intentions or with intentions, bemezid. Bein miskavon, the shame miskavon, whether he had kabon or he didn't have kabon, tid him or not. Bein derech yurid lo derech aliyah, whether he hit him when he's bringing down the hatchet or when he's bringing it upwards. Lechai v'mamin, elo lepoikre mamin. Hereby a man, when a man kills another man, he's always potter from paying the money. You know why? Because we say, kom lei b'dirabminei. Just like when a man kills another man, b'mezid, b'miskavin, he's chayiv misa. And when you're chayiv misa, you're potter from paying the money. That's the klal of kom lei b'dirabminei. So now the same thing applies if a man kills another man b'shoigeg. even though he didn't have intentions to do it. So he's potter from Misa. Still, the Torah says he's potter from paying money because we say, Kom leib d'rabminei. That's the famous Tanna de Vechizkiya. Now, Tanna de Vechizkiya says there's always a ptur of Kom leib d'rabminei. In other words, if this action would have been done v'nezid, would have been done with kavana, you'd be chayiv misa. So such an action that's possible to bring you a day, a chayiv misa, he owes, even though you do the action now without kavana, you only do it b'shegeg, that you potter from misa, but still we say, kom leib d'rabminei, that you potter from mamon. That's the pasuk of maka odo maka behema. It's the same way when a man hits an animal, he's always chayiv. There's no case to say that the man is potter. He's always chayiv to pay for the damage he did. The same way when a man kills another man, he's always potter from paying for the damage he did. Even in the case when he kills him b'shegeg, that the man is not chayiv misa. But still we say, kom leib d'rabminei. That's the famous Tanna de Vechizkiya. Now this action, since the action of killing somebody could bring you l'dei chayiv misa, so therefore at all times you're always potter from paying money. So on this, the Gemara asks back, Omru le Rabbanan le Rava. So the Rabbanan said back to Rava, true, it's very good, Tanna de Vechizkiya halacha. But how could you say that's Pshat al Mishnah? For at the Gemara, mi motzos mukmas lo b'shegeg. Could you say our Mishnah is talking about when this person burnt down this field on Shabbos b'shegeg that he did not realize today is Shabbos? The Mishnah says, Vo mepnei shenidun b'nafshei katoni. The Mishnah says, you know why if this person burns down somebody else's cornfield on Shabbos, he's potter from paying the damage? Because he has a chiyuv misa upon himself. So the Mishnah, Churas Mashmu, talking about the Mezid, where he knew what he's doing, and he had asroah, and he's chiyuv misa. This is the case, the Mishnah says, that he's potter from paying money now, because since he has a chiyuv misa, we say, Kom leib d'rabminei. So how could you rather say our Mishnah is talking about even b'shegei? So Gemara says, no, that's not a kasha. Hochi komar. This is what our Mishnah means to say. Kivan de b'mezid nidun b'nafshoi. Since if the person would have burnt down this field b'mezid, and you have to add on, if he would have done it, tzorach lofroi, if he would have done it, for the purpose to use the ashes, then, and v'hechi domi, the Gemara says, v'hechi domi, what's the case talking about then? To kaboy liofroi. Since if the person would have burnt down this field on Shabbos, with the intentions to use the ashes, so then it would be called the Malacha HaTzarich LeGufa. You're doing one of the Lamates Malachas Havara. You're making a fire on Shabbos for the purpose to use the ashes, which is called the Malacha HaTzarich LeGufa. So since if you would have done it with this intentions, then the Malacha is, you'd be Chayiv Misa. And then you would be potter from paying money. Hashta B'Shegeg potter. Now that you did it B'Shegeg, also you're potter from paying money. That's what our Mishnah means to say. Rakoponim, this is Rashi Shita that Tosfos argues on Rashi. Like Rashi learns our Gemara b'shoigeg means that you do not need it for the offer. You do not need the purpose. You're not burning the field to use the ashes. So it comes out the malacha you're doing right now is a malacha shein tzrich legufa. That Tosfos learns the kasher midi writes that's not called a malacha at all. You wouldn't say kom leib d'rabminei. Torah the Bechizkiya is only talking about if you kill somebody b'shoigeg. B'shoigeg is the pshat that you killed somebody. You did a ma'aseh misa. Just, you don't get misa back because you did a b'shoigeg. But it's called a big ma'aseh aveira. Here on Shabbos, if you do a malacha, she'ain tzricha legufa, Tosfos learned that's not called a malacha on Shabbos at all. So you wouldn't have the p'tur of kom leib d'rabminei. But in Rashi and Mashmah, not like that. Rashi learned that even a malacha, she'ain tzricha legufa, the pshat is really the malacha is called you did a malacha. There's only a p'tur midiraisi, you're not chayiv misa for it. Since you didn't have intentions to use the ashes, you stam burnt down the field to destroy the field like you're makalkal. You didn't have intentions of using it, so true, midiraisa you potter for nainish. You don't get the punishment. But Rashi Shitur is, that's called you did the Maisa Aveira. You did a Maisa Chilul Shabbos, and that it applies to say, kom leib d'rabminei. So at the Mishnah. Shor shohayu roidef achar shor. Achar. One ox was running after another ox. For huzak. And now the shor that was being run after got damaged. Now ze oimer shor chahizik. The Nizik, the one that got damaged, the owner says, listen, your ox was running after my ox, so your ox hit it. You have to pay me for the damage. But the other, the Bala Shor says, no, loy, kiela besela loka. You know how your shor got damaged? Not because my shor hit him, but because your shor tripped and hurt itself on the stone. He was scratching himself on a rock, and he hurt himself. So it's the machlekes, the mazik and the nizik, did the mazik do the damage or not? So the Mishnah says in such a case, ha'moitzir mechaveri olav araya. Whenever we have a doubt, if you have to pay money or not, like the mazik is saying, I didn't do the damage, your shor hurt itself. So if you can't prove it, that my shor did the damage, I'm potter. That's the klal of ha'moitzir mechaveri olav araya. What about hoyu shenayim roitzvim achar echad? Two axes were running after one. Now, and we know one of these two axes did damage to that third shor. Zeloi meshor hezek. One says, listen, it wasn't my shor, it was your shor that did the damage. And the other one says, no, it wasn't my shor, it was your shor that did the damage.